Okay, first of all, you know, coming down here and playing in this environment and playing a Southeast Conference school, and you know, I really feel good about the win. You know, I think you look at any football game, you're always going to look back at the many things we need to correct. I think in a lot of ways our kicking game was better. We won the turnover margin, which is important. But yet there are certainly a lot of things we need to work on. I think Ole Miss is a lot better football team, as I stated all last week, and I believe that. And I think he's doing a heck of a job with this program. Disappointed with our rush defense and the amount of big plays we gave up. And give Ole Miss credit. I think you have to do that. And offensively, I was just disappointed when we had to run it at the very end, and we didn't. I mean, our yards are good. We were production. We sat on the ball. We tried to get the clock down. You know, I have to manage that clock along with Chase Daniel and Dave Christensen and try to the best way to get the football game over. And, you know, I have to just do what I think is the best way. And we punted the ball well. And so I think a lot of good things, but I think we can be a lot better football team. And we're going to work to try to become better.
Overall, I mean, similar script to last week. Do you think they were similar games?
Well, all's on. I wasn't eating hot dogs in the fourth quarter. Relaxed, I guarantee you that. So there's no question that, you know, they came back and we came down and drove right away. They came back and got some big plays. And I think you hand it to them. You know, they're competitors. They're fighters. They're not going to quit. And I think you give Ole Miss credit. I think they – but certainly I'm disappointed with that. And that's something that, you know, we got to get fixed. And I'm gonna work hard to get that done.
Can you attribute to in the lapses in the defense over the
last? I don't know. You know, give up big. You know, I think when you pass it around, I think if you have corner makes a bad play, then the safety makes a bad play, then the linebacker makes a play, and you spot them, and you know, in defense, if you're not playing team defense, you're in trouble. And I think there's a lot of different players making different mistakes at different times. And we'll go back, obviously, look at the film. I think we're a lot better than that. We're going to get back to work and try to make ourselves better.
Gary, it seems almost like a game like this is almost to be expected from Chase now. Can you just discuss what he did and how much this means that he can play like this consistently?
Well, he's special. You know, I said this going into last year, and I'm saying it now, that I've never been around a guy like this, and I've been around some good ones. And he is a very, very special athlete, not only skill level wise, but maturity, competitiveness, toughness, and I can throw any word out there to describe that guy, and that's what he is, and he's also humble, and the one thing he cares about is winning. So, I said this before, I'm gonna say it again. I'm glad he's a junior, and I'm glad he's on my team.
Third quarter there, it seemed like that was just kind of the maximum efficiency, the way your offense could be just spreading it around to a lot of the different.
Yeah, it was kind of fun to do that. When it gets really working, and I think what happens is we get fast-paced and then we tire the defenses out, and you can kind of see them slow, and they're not getting set as much. And we got our running game going. I thought it was really important. I think Tony Kempo, had over 100 yards, which was really good, and we got him going a little bit. And so I even Chase, you know, probably carried it one too many times. But, you know, it's not going to go like that all the time. I think you have to be patient. The first quarter, we were struggling a little bit. I mean, we'd move it, but we weren't getting much out of it point-wise production. But I think then you have to just be patient and gain the field position. Hopefully you gain it with your kicking game and you get better field position the next time. But we got going, but we also have some guys who can make some plays. I mean, Chase would be the first one to tell you that we got some guys, perimeter players, that can do a lot of things. And I look for like a T. Rucker on that third down call, and he ran over three guys, and I mean, what a remarkable effort that was. But there's a lot of great efforts out there.
Coach, it seemed like Tony Temple really was out there working hard tonight. He really was making a lot of moves and all that. Talk a little bit about how he just kept riding and getting yards after getting hit the first or second time. He kept getting.
Well, what happened with him a little bit is he's been dancing a little too much. He's got great quickness. He can make people miss. And when you dance, if you overdo it, by that time you got their whole defense is standing in front of you. And he did that a little bit the first quarter. We pulled him out and said, you know, Tony, just go. You got great acceleration. Go. Get the seam and just hit it. And I think he settled down and started doing that. Now, he'll dance a little bit. You don't want to take that away from him. But he's also a very tough runner. And so that was really good. I think that really helped us. You know, we talk about our passing game, but I think when we're a complete offense, we're running the football well. And again, at the end, you know, it was, you know, we missed a long drive. We set that thing up to miss a field goal. And that was a, we had that ball on the 25-yard line, missed that field goal. And Jeff's good enough to make that. And that hurt a little bit. And also at the very end, when we had to drive to end the game, two series in a row, we didn't do it. Now, we've got the clock down. We did all the things we wanted to do there, but we didn't do it. So there's certainly things we need to do to work on to get better at that.
What needs to happen, Coach, when you get up on teams to keep them from coming back? Obviously, Illinois made a comeback second half last week, and then Ole Miss.
Yeah, and you go back to Oregon State, you can, and you can go back to, you know, you can make me feel real bad and keep going back. So obviously, I'm not doing a very good job. So I'm about, let's put it that way. I'm not saying I'm not doing the right thing. So I'm responsible for that, and I got to get straightened out.
Coach, talk a little bit about how Pink Brown's really emerged as like a leader on this defense. He's had 12 tackles today, led the team.
Well, I think it's always real important for him to do is coming off that. You know, he was National Player of the Week. He was all those awards. And the first thing you do, and if a player's never had those kind of awards, the first thing you're asking yourself is, can he wipe that stuff out and go out and play again? Not to, you know, have to play that kind of game, but he can go out and play real good football, get refocused. And I thought he really did. I thought he did some good things, and he's really helping us in the secondary.
Gary, there were some things, obviously, you wish had gone differently, but if you had said before the season you're going to be 2-0 coming out of these two games, obviously you would. This is a scenario you'd like, and
3-0, both of them, I'd be happiest guy in the world. So, but I'm not paid to be happy. I'm paid to fix things. So that's what I got to do.
But how do you see where you are based on what you thought you might be?
I think we can be a lot better football team, a lot better team. And again, some of the things better. Our kicking game was sound. We did good things there. You know, turnover margin, it's huge. I believe it was 2-0. I believe that's what we were +2, which is huge. And but there's a just, you know, they just went through all the things. There's a list of things we need to get better, and we're running out of time too. And we're playing, you know, a team that went to a bowl last year, a real good 1AA team after that. And so I mean, shoot, it's going to get any easier. It's nice to be back in the zoo though. It's going to be fun. Okay. Thank you.